Just for encouragement, I would like to share with you four hadith traditions about trade. Generally speaking, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "At-tajiru saduqul amin," that the merchant who is honest and trustworthy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Ma'a an-nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada." Such a tradesman, such a merchant, he will be with the prophets, the exceptionally truthful, the Siddiqeen, and the martyrs. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmizi. So if a businessman wants to be successful in the hereafter, this hadith is very clear. Adopt two characteristics. Speak the truth and be trustworthy in terms of if something is given to you, if you're entrusted with something, look after it well, fulfill the right, and when it's time to return it, you return it. If you're sincere in this, it may be the case that Allah blesses you with this, that you will be with, in the hereafter, with the prophets, with the Siddiqeen, the exceptionally truthful, the maqam which is below the prophets, and also the martyrs. The next hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Inna Allaha yuhibbul mu'min al muhtarif." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the believer who belongs to a profession. He is working in a particular profession. This is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he is not relying on, he's not begging people, he is not a burden upon people, he is actually working hard to earn himself so that he is not a burden on people. That is one logical reason why he may be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." A very powerful hadith to encourage everyone. Listen attentively. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man amsaka lan min amali yadayk." Whosoever spends his evening in such a way that he is tired due to the work done by his hand. Amsa maghfuran lahu. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that such a person spends his evening as someone who is forgiven, or for whom there is forgiveness. And the fourth hadith, this is a very powerful narration which covers a few more elements. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Man talaba ad-dunya halalan isti'fafan 'anil mas'alati." He said sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, "Whosoever earned or sought halal from this world," meaning he worked, he earned a halal income from this world. Why? So that he is saved from asking from people. So he is working so that he doesn't have to ask from other people. وَسَعْيًا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَتَعَتُّفًا عَلَىٰ جَارِهِ. The other reasons why he's working because of, for his family members. So this running around that he's doing, this hard work, is for his family members. And also to express graciousness towards his neighbor. If he has something in his hand, he can be generous to his neighbor. If he has nothing in his hand, which generosity will he express? So this man, what is he doing? He is earning halal from this world. Why? So that he doesn't have to ask from other people. He was running around for his family. He was doing this so that he may express graciousness to his neighbor. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Laqiya Allah wa wajhuhu kal qamari laylatal badr." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way, in such a condition, that his face will be shining like the full moon. Subhanallah. So the honor given to a man in the hereafter for his good intentions in terms of his lawful income, his efforts to earn halal, to provide for his family and to express this generosity towards his neighbors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our efforts and grant us sincerity. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen.